A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'ah Chav Ches, Be'ah 28b, pagination page 56, starting towards the top of the page, about 12 lines down. The first word on the line is Cain, and then we begin Iboi Luhu with a question of the Gemara. Ma'u laharo sakin lechacham biyomtif. Is a shochet allowed to show his knife, his shechita knife, to the chacham ha'ir, to the leading Torah personality of the community on Yom Tif? Used to be a minig that the shochtim would show their knives to the rav ha'ir. It is still practiced in certain places, not in others. But the way we're presenting is that it used to be the prevalent minig. Nowadays, it's not. And the shaila which the Gemara explores is the shochet allowed to show the knife to the chacham on Yom Tif to get his approval? Now, without his approval, if this knife has not been approved, so then he won't be able to shecht. What is he supposed to do? Now, keep in mind that the knife, in showing it to the chacham, is going to be a machlokes rishonim, what the concern is. Rashi says, it can be found about 12 lines from the top of Rashi, Mimechzi ke'uvda dechol, that they were asking, does it look like a weekday activity? The av shamilsa, because it's a lot of fanfare and excitement, shedaita limkor be'itlis, because if a person sees that he's coming with the knife to be checked, the implication is, oh, you're going to be doing shechita now. And it gets very exciting with the expectation that he's going to bring meat to the market. And that was the concern which the Gemara was presenting about, that the shochet is doing something which is an impropriety for covered Yom Tif. There is another shita, the shita of the Rambam, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch codifies it. And this other concern is shemotiya peguma, lest the knife be damaged. In other words, the Chacham doesn't approve it. V'yoma lo asur lishchot ba, and he says, you're not allowed to use the knife as it is. V'yelech v'yichadedena b'mashchezes. And he's going to go and sharpen it with the special stone designated for this. And that would be a concern of tikkun kli, of fixing something that was not usable on Yom Tif. Now, one can ask, and what's so terrible if I fix something on Yom Tif? We know that you're allowed to do a lot of things for the sake of ochel nefesh, for the sake of food preparation on Yom Tif. And a shechita knife would presumably be food preparation oriented. So one of the insights over here is that because a knife is prepared for use for a long period of time, it's considered machshirei ochel nefesh, preparation for food activity, rather than food activity itself. In other words, if a person is lighting a fire, so the fire is now and it cooks, and that's called ochel nefesh, that's food preparation. But if a person were to form a pot in order to cook the food in, so the pot would already be machshirei ochel nefesh, that's a preparation for food activity. And likewise, a knife which lasts for a long period of time is going to be considered machshirei ochal nefesh, and therefore it has some degree of restrictions, even though it's a food preparation activity. With that overview, let's go back to the Gemara and appreciate that it depends which reason you follow as to how strong the prohibition discussed over here is going to play out in practical halacha. Let's start again. Iboiluhu, they asked the following question. Ma'u laharo sakin lechacham. What is the rule? Can I show the knife to the chacham for his approval? B'yamtif, on yamtif. Rav Mari b'rei d'rav bizna shari. One opinion is it's permitted. V'rabbonon asri. But the Rabbanon, the majority opinion, say it's not allowed to be done. Again, what is the reason that it's not allowed to be done? So Rashi gave a reason that his showing the knife to the Chacham is a declaration that he's going to be shechting, and that's too much fanfare and it's an impropriety for Yom Tov. The Rambam's approach, which is the way it's presented in the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, is if you show it to the Chacham, it might not be good. And if it's not good, you might go and sharpen it on Yom Tov. The difference between these two reasons is significant. The Bi'er Halacha in Siman Tov Tzadi Ches tells us that nowadays, when it's not the prevalent minig to show the knife to the Chacham, and bringing the knife to him, or having it checked quietly, privately, whatever it is, it's not equated with, okay, now I'm going to go shecht. It's like any other shaila, I'm showing something to the Rav. And therefore, according to the reason of Rashi, nowadays, that would not be a restriction because it's not equated with selling an animal on the market. Whereas the reason that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch codifies is going to apply even today. If the knife's not good, so by having a shayla asked on an unknown knife and you have it checked, so then maybe it's not going to be good and you're going to want to fix it. That would apply even nowadays. Maybe he'll go and sharpen it. Therefore, the Ramah at the end of that sif tells us that if there is no other knife, then a person can rely on the other shitas, the other reasons, such as Rashi, which is a reason that does not apply today because showing it to the Rav is not equated with selling meat on the public market. And therefore, if there is no choice, the Mishnah Berurah says, and there's no knife in town, there's nothing to borrow, you're totally stuck, then even though the Mechaber codifies, like the reason of Shema Tiyeh Piguma, maybe it'll have a problem that has to be sharpened and you're not allowed to do that, but there is another opinion. There is an opinion of Rashi. And if there's absolutely no choice in order to have meat for Yom Tov, and you can't borrow a knife from anyone because there is no knife, then it would be permitted in such a case. Mishnah Berurah, of course, writes that the correct way to handle it is to have numerous knives checked before Yom Tov so that the shechita would not be a problem. There's one more nuance here, which is very beautiful. The Gemara continues and tells us, for Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says, Talmud Chacham roe la'atzmo umash'ilo la'acherim. A Talmud Chacham would be allowed to look at his own knife and then lend it out. And the reason for this would obviously depend on whether you are following the opinion of Rashi or the opinion of the Rambam. Rashi tells us that the original reason that you weren't allowed to show the knife to the Chacham for his approval was because it's Avsha Milsa. It's making a fanfare that you're going to do Shechita and there's going to be meat being sold, so to speak. So Rashi simply learns that if he's doing it la'atzmo, to check his own knife, and then to lend out that knife, so then there's no avshamilsa, there's no fanfare. It's done quietly, and he's just lending a product to somebody else without it becoming the fanfare of the shayla being asked by the shochet to the rav for his approval. According to the Rambam, though, why would a Talmud Chacham be allowed to check his own knife? So the reason was, Shema Tia Peguma, the reason that you weren't allowed to do it was because maybe it'll be blemished and you're going to go and sharpen it. So the Mishneh Berurah finishes off this thought in Sifkat and Dalet and says, V'hatam she'etiru l'chacham, the reason that it's permitted for the chacham to check his own knife and then lend it out, de'legabei leka l'mecha shema yashchi zena, we're not worried that he's going to sharpen it, de'yodeya she'osur l'hashchiz, because he knows that it's forbidden to sharpen on Yom Tif. So apparently, certain chashashos, certain fears are so big that everybody is forbidden. This fear apparently was a little bit more delicate, and if we're dealing with a chacham, we're not worried that he's going to sharpen it, and therefore the chacham can check it himself, because we know he won't sharpen it, and once he checked it, he'll be able to lend it out. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.